This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, November 6th. Well, quite a break in the cattle complex yesterday, both the lives and the feeders under pressure right out of the gate, and especially in the feeders, where that market just continues to break down. So obviously, I just don't see how we're going to have any kind of a test of the highs or even a rally into early November, which is the normal seasonal pattern. So, unfortunately, feeder cattle kind of giving it up here, and looks like we've started our seasonal decline. Obviously, we're well off the highs. We just didn't get that run into early November. Weather had a lot to do with that, with delaying, with a lot of rain making feedlots muddy and pastures muddy. So you just didn't see the demand for calves, and it's really not drying out very fast, especially in the pastures. So unfortunately, we were looking at a fairly tight supply of lightweight calves for grass, but the delay in winter wheat plantings and then the slow drying of those fields is just making it not feasible to put calves on these pastures. So you're seeing a drop in demand for winter wheat pastures at the same time, even though you had a drop in supply. In the live cattle trade, the rib prices dropped a bit yesterday, but usually we see that seasonal stay strong in early December. On the other hand, the live cattle market took a pretty big hit yesterday as well. Cash trade was strong last week. We were up about $3 on the Fed trade, around anywhere from 112 to 115, which is a big jump, and it's about a $7 jump over the last 2 weeks. Dress trade has jumped about 10 bucks over the last 2 weeks. We're at 180 last week. So we're looking at a situation where you probably had a lot of hedge lifting going on, certainly by packers who were long with some hedges, and there was a pretty aggressive selling. So maybe they bought a lot more numbers than are really showing up here, but it certainly looks like the live cattle have put in their seasonal highs as well. And typically that's a market that would hold well into early December too. But it's after yesterday's trade, it blew out the lows from mid-October. So the deferred months are still holding above the summer highs, though they had never really come down and tested them. With yesterday's action, you're back down testing the mid-October low on the deferreds, and so you're still above those summer highs. But on the front month December, you pretty much blew that out. You had tested those summer highs in mid-October, and we'd been holding above that fairly well until yesterday, and the market just completely collapsed and never really made much of an effort to bounce. We did get some buying right on the close, and so but you still closed below that October swing low and below the summer high. So it sure looks from a technical perspective like the market has turned over, and that we're not going to see a new high into early December. I don't see how you do that. Even with the cash market holding strong, the board has given up a significant amount of ground. And even if the cash holds strong and it pulls the board higher, I think at best it'll just come back and test those early October highs. Now that's just live cattle. I don't see the feeders being able to do that. And much of this is in response to yesterday's price action. You just blew out a lot of support levels on both the lives and the feeders. Now, cash trade and the box beef was slightly higher yesterday. Choice up 9 cents at 219. Select up 88 cents at 202. The spread is at 1624. Movement 92 loads. So the cash trade seems to be holding together pretty well. It's not like the box beef imploded yesterday, and the box beef has held very well. It's been on a steady upward trajectory. Consumption has been very strong. Domestic demand has absorbed record beef supplies, but I think they're looking further down the road. Once you get past the holiday season, demand is, I think, you're still going to have a record amount of supplies, but you'll see a drop in demand after the holidays, and they're probably starting to factor that in. That's my guess. We were looking for this market to resume its longer-term downward trend once we got past early December. And then that would, get producers positioned for some hedging and prepare for, I think, another significant leg down in the cattle space. That's probably going to hit us in summer, either June, those June lows, or the August lows. But that should be your longer term 10-year cycle low, and it could get ugly because you got record supplies and you've got record supplies of red meat in general. But you know, depending on how the stock market does in the U.S. economy, that's that. I think a lot of that predicates on the performance of the beef complex. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But again, from a technical perspective, there's a lot of damage done yesterday. And at best, you might be able to retest the highs in the December, well, the deferred live cattle. I don't think the December is going to be able to get back up there. But the feeders have certainly confirmed longer-term highs. And so we're looking to be selling rallies if we get them and when we get them. And I think that's where this market's going to be focused on. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.